Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Preach the kingdom just like Jesus did.
Be holy.
All right. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're with us. We're glad that you're downloading the broadcast from Podbean, actually visiting us on Facebook and other social media. Listen, I have something for you. We're going to look at the ministry of Jesus. We always hear people talking about what Jesus did and what he said, but we're going to analyze it a little closer on today, just a little bit. We had this on last night in Bible study, and so I figured I would bring it to you again, just as we did last week. We're going to go over to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, we'll start at verse number 35, and then we'll go from there. Hopefully we can get all the verses in during this broadcast. But if we can't, we'll pick it up on next week. But listen, let's start here. Verse number 35. Jesus traveled through all the towns and the villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. So we're talking about Jesus, God himself, God. He went through all the towns and the villages of a specific area. And what was he doing? He was teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. See, most times people think the kingdom isn't important, or they think that they're teaching about the kingdom when they really aren't. They really aren't teaching about the kingdom. A lot of times they're inviting people to church, and that's good, but that's not the kingdom. They're inviting people to church, but that's not the kingdom. That's not what Jesus did. He didn't go through the towns and the villages inviting people to church. He went through the towns and the villages talking about the kingdom. Now, the kingdom is neither meat or drink or physical things. The kingdom is all spiritual. So the kingdom is joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom is. He was preaching joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. But most of the time, what we do when we're saying that we're talking about the kingdom to somebody, we're witnessing to somebody, we're inviting them to church or to view a radio program or to listen to Be Holy or to we have a church meeting or we have a church or the choir rehearsal or come hear our choir. Well, that's not the kingdom. The kingdom is nothing physical at all. It's all spiritual. And if you want to enter into the kingdom, you have to go through the spiritual entrance. Jesus said we can't enter nowhere. We can't get in unless we come through him. And so it's by him that we enter. So when he went through the towns and the villages, he was preaching about righteousness. How many churches do you know of now? I mean, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, but just look at it and think. How many times do you hear about righteousness in church? Most times people don't hear about righteousness in church. They hear about what you have to do in church. Oh, you have to be baptized. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do this. And you have to do that. And you have to go over here. And you have to take communion. And you have to Come on. He preached the kingdom. Peace, righteousness, and joy. All of that in the Holy Ghost. So in other words, he preached that the very thing that everybody needed, which was a spiritual indwelling, which is the Holy Ghost. He preached that. And then there were other things that happened as he went along. It wasn't just come and go to church, come listen to Jesus, come over here. And no. You know, okay, remember, just like the woman at the well, she said, come see a man that told me everything I ever did and told me what to do and told me what was right. She said, come see a man. They came to see the man, but when they got there, the man was preaching the kingdom. God was preaching the kingdom. God was preaching the kingdom. Maybe us preachers need to get back to preaching the kingdom instead of everything else. Or along with everything else, make sure you preach the kingdom. You know, because everything now is, you know, how to get this in 5 weeks, how to do this in 5 days, and how to give money to get this, and how to raise money for that, and how to, if we just preach the kingdom, we'll be doing a good job. If we just remind the people of what Jesus has said, we can't heal anybody, we can't change anybody, we can't save anybody. All we could ever do is repeat what he gives us. And so us being ministers, we repeat what he gives us, and what he said is what we should be saying, preaching the kingdom. So he preached the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. He preached the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. Again, us preachers, we want to get into healing. We get into healing, and we talk about healing, preach healing, preach healing, preach healing, preach healing, preach healing. And we leave out the most important part, which is the kingdom, the righteousness part. Now, we can't make anybody be righteous, and we can't make anybody have peace, and we can't make anybody have joy. But people need to hear what Jesus said. If we just say what he said, we'll be good enough. If we just say what he says, that'll be good. And then after that, he'll begin to do what he does. Now, Jesus also said things like, I do nothing of myself. It's my Father who does it. It's the Spirit who does it. Because he was being obedient. He was being obedient to the Spirit, the very Spirit that he was preaching. He was being obedient to it. He made his body be obedient to that Spirit, which is the same way we as church people or sinners, whoever, we're supposed to obey the Spirit and look at Jesus as an example. He was the ultimate example. The ultimate example. And most of us, we try to stay away and do what our own thing, or do what we want to do. And Jesus was, that was a long time ago, and it doesn't mean anything now. That's not true. That's not true. The kingdom is always supposed to be preached. Preach the kingdom, the gospel. That's the kingdom. We can invite people to church. We can invite them to concerts. We can do all of that, but we got to preach the kingdom. We have to speak about the kingdom. The kingdom is what we're trying to get everybody to come into. The kingdom where God is the king, God is in charge, God is the one who's going to take care of us. He has to, because we're in his kingdom. He has to take care of us. He can do what he will with us, but he will take care of those who actually hear him. Those who obey him, he hear them. He'll hear them. What else did he do? Let's see. Verse 36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless. Now, those of you who are preachers and ministers and teachers, you see this all the time. You try to tell people, I mean, even parents see it. you try to tell your child, you tell the child, you try to teach them, and they're not getting it. And you have compassion on them because you can just tell that they are confused and helpless. They don't even know yet. They don't know that they don't know. And that's where we come in. All we're supposed to do is preach the kingdom. If God gives us other things to talk about, great. But we have to make sure we preach the kingdom. That's the gospel. The gospel is not come join our church and get baptized. The gospel is the kingdom. And then they'll show you how to get clean and how to enter into that kingdom once you're ready to enter in. But if we never talk about the kingdom, people don't know about the kingdom. And if they don't know about the kingdom, how are they going to ever enter into the kingdom? They're not going to enter into the kingdom if they don't know about it. Even God has to tell them. God has to let them know what the kingdom is. So while you're talking about the kingdom, God is opening their eyes to what the kingdom is. And if God opens their eyes, there's nobody who can shut them. Nobody. There's nobody there who can shut their eyes if God opens them. God lets you see it. Once you're awake, you are awake forever. You can see it. What else did he do? Let's see. Verse number 37. He said to his disciples. So he wasn't talking to, just 12. He had 12, but he had crowds. It wasn't just the 12 sitting there. He had crowds. But this is what he said to his disciples. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. We can get a lot of people into the kingdom, but we don't have enough workers talking about the kingdom. They're talking about everything else. That includes me. I have to make sure I'm talking about the kingdom. We can talk about everything else, but the kingdom is the most important because that's what Jesus was preaching. When he preached the kingdom. And that's joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost, because you can't have none of that joy, peace, and righteousness without the Holy Ghost. You can't. You just can't. You can't have it. You can try to mimic it, but you can't have it. You can try. Many have tried before you and I. Okay, what's the last verse? So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into the field. That is exactly what we need.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.